Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a dash of stoic wisdom. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just being soft on yourself? Trust me, it's way more powerful than that. Think of it as the secret weapon to unlock your full potential and actually achieve those goals you've been setting and maybe even forgetting about. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with self-doubt or beating yourself up over every little mistake? You know that feeling when your inner critic is on overdrive, making you question everything you do? Well, buckle up because today we're going to learn how to silence that negativity and cultivate a kinder, more understanding relationship with ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of self-compassion. Firstly, understand this. Self-criticism is like that leaky faucet in your bathroom. It's constantly draining your energy and focus. It doesn't actually solve anything, right? Instead of focusing on what you're doing wrong, try shifting your perspective to see those perceived mistakes as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every time you stumble, you gain valuable experience and knowledge that can help you navigate life's challenges better next time. Imagine a seasoned athlete. They don't dwell on their past losses. They learn from them and come back stronger. Secondly, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a close friend going through a tough time. Would you berate your friend for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd likely offer words of encouragement and support, right? Well, extend that same compassion to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts creep in, don't fight them. Just acknowledge their presence without judgment and gently guide your attention back to the present moment. Imagine your mind like a busy highway. There are always cars, thoughts zooming by. Mindfulness is like taking a step off the road and observing the traffic flow without getting caught up in it. Fourthly, celebrate your wins, big or small. We often focus on what we haven't achieved yet, but celebrating our accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant, helps build our confidence and reinforces positive self-belief. Think of it like a high five to yourself. You deserve it. And finally, remember that self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others, and that's perfectly okay. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep treating yourself with kindness. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced diligently, but now your nerves are kicking in. That inner critic starts whispering doubts, reminding you of past mistakes or failures. What do you do? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, I've prepared well, I deserve to feel confident, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay. You acknowledge your nervousness without judgment and gently redirect your focus back to the task at hand. Now, imagine that scenario again, but this time you're consumed by self-doubt, berating yourself for every perceived flaw. That negativity can cripple your performance and leave you feeling drained and defeated. See the power of self-compassion? Remember, embracing self-compassion isn't about being complacent or giving up on your goals. It's about approaching challenges with a sense of understanding and kindness towards yourself. It's about recognizing that setbacks are inevitable, but using them as opportunities for growth and learning. So, go out there, treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve, and watch how much more fulfilling your journey becomes. Alright, listeners, that's a wrap for today's episode on self-compassion. Remember, every day is a chance to start fresh, cultivate kindness towards yourself, and unlock your true potential. Take action now. Try practicing some mindful breathing exercises or journaling about your experiences with self-criticism. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. And until next time, keep striving for clarity, focus, and above all, unwavering self-compassion.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.